Did you bring in the mail? Thank you. Oh, no, you have got to be kidding me. Listen to this. You're invited to a special dinner commemorating the advances Dr. Tim Miller has made in finding the cure for migraines. Dr. Miller will also be the keynote speaker. Seats are $300 and the money collected will benefit the Neurological Research Fund. Yes, you met him before. It's my former colleague who was credited for the research that I did. I think I'm gonna go. So I can punch him in the face. No, I'm not really gonna do that. I want to, though. I would love to stand up and boo during his speech. You don't get it. It's not just booing him. It's the satisfaction that I'll get from it. If he hadn't stolen my research, I would be the one being celebrated. You would fork over that $300 for a seat because that money would be a drop in the bucket for us. It's not about the money. It's the principle. All the interviews that he has done and the promotions he has gotten, you know, he has never credited me, ever. Fine, I won't go. I'm aware that we cannot afford it. No, I don't have a ticket. I'm a friend of Dr. Miller's. I'll leave, but I need to tell him something first. No, it has to be tonight. I'm not going to sit down and I will be out of here in 2 minutes. Well, I'd like to see you try to stop me.
Excuse me, Dr. Miller. It's good to see you again. Since we worked so closely, I thought I would give an impromptu speech. Yeah, sorry to interrupt. This won't take long. And then you can continue your speech after. Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Elise McDonald. I'm sorry to interrupt Dr. Miller's speech, and I know he's the reason why you're all here. But I'm in a bit of a hurry, and I wanted to say a few things before I left. Wow, what is there to say about Dr. Miller? So much, right? I had been working at the Neurological Research Center for 5 years when Dr. Miller came aboard. He was assigned to my project, which at the time was my solo project. It was my baby, you could say. I devoted every minute to it. And the research was grueling, as many of you probably know from doing your own research. I'd been working on it for 3 years at that time. Dr. Miller was instrumental in securing brains for us to study. I could never repay him for that contribution. It played a huge part in obtaining the knowledge that we have today, which led to the creation of the miracle drug, Brain. Migraine sufferers no longer exist because this drug puts the pain in the past. Dr. Miller was a hard worker, but I would say he partied just as hard as he worked. Whenever anyone was going out for a drink after work, they knew to ask Tim to join them because he could never turn down a good time. I would say that the biggest advancements made on the project happened while he was at the bar. In fact, I had spent 3.5 years on this project, and he was a warm body in the lab for a good 4 months. Yet, look at the advancements he made in that short time! It's truly astonishing, Dr. Miller. From personal experience, I can say that Tim is quite good at getting his name on things. So it's no surprise that the new neurology clinic downtown bears his name. Dr. Miller, I would like you to take a moment and reflect on what an honor that is and what it feels like to have your very hard work pay off in such a way. I won't keep you any longer. Seeing all your faces, wow, There are so many of you. Makes me think about how you would never be seated here today if it wasn't for my long, hard nights in the lab and Dr. Miller's brains. Thank you.
Enjoy your success, Dr. Miller. I went to the dinner. No, I didn't pay, but I did give a speech. And let's just say it caught Tim off guard. In fact, after I got off the stage, Tim walked out and didn't finish his speech. Yeah, I do feel better now. I got closure. I'm just gonna move past this. I'm going to do some other research, and I will never, ever let a man take credit for my work again.